For some reason or another, I just couldn't get into Strawberry Jam the first several times that I listened to it. There were certainly tracks that stood out, but as a whole, the album didn't grab me immediately as much as past releases like Sung Tongs and Feels. It's perhaps a bit odd that it took me even more listens to really click with me, because Strawberry Jam's is easily their most pop-oriented album to date. It's a direction that they've been moving in now for the past several releases, toning down the more overt blowouts and screams, although they're still here, while at the same time piling melodies, melodies, melodies everywhere. Everyone in Animal Collective has been busy, and while Panda Bear released the flat-out stunning Person Pitch earlier this year, Avi Ter teamed up with his wife Christian Annis Valdesdotter on the truly awful Pull Hair Rubbi. The good news is that Ter is back, and Adam on Strawberry Jam, taking the lead vocals on just about every track and showing a range and dexterity that's pretty astounding at times. Peacebone kicks off the release with a blast of electronic squiggles, but soon lurches into a stomp as Ter belts out some of the most sing-songy vocals from the group to date, as everything from kettle drum samples to pitch-bent monster growls spill out from all the corners.
I was supposedly leaking the most interesting colors. Half of my fingers are dipped in the sand. You progress in letters, but you're used to cooking broccoli. The other side of takeout is mildew on rice. An obsession with the past. All related to the old time. Little deep belief in magic and it's not my words that you should follow.
Unsolved Mysteries is downright pretty, with more sparkling electronic washes that are held in place slightly by cracking drums, as Ter goes from warm baritone to high tenor and even adds some great falsetto harmonies. As usual, there's everything from cartoon sound effects to guitar feedback swirling in the mix. Fireworks is another of the more measured songs on the album, and it shows just how far the group has come as overlapping electronic loops, guitars, and drum fills all slide together into something that's constantly building, but never obvious. When you add in the great vocals from Ter, with lyrics that touch on a sort of appreciation of everyday beauty, it's obvious that this whole freak folk genre that people have tried to pigeonhole the group into still has plenty of room to expand. At 7 minutes, the song doesn't feel a bit too long, and pays off multiple times during its running length.
What's you doing? How's your mood? How's that song? Man, it passes right by me. It's behind me. Now it's gone. And I can't lift you up. My mind is tired. It's family beaches. I desire a sacred night. We watch the fireworks.
At just under 3 minutes, Winter Wonderland sounds sort of like a more dreamy version of Grass from Feels, and it's even punctuated with the same sorts of bursts, but even it pales in comparison to the dense Cuckoo Cuckoo, which builds from soft chamber music loops to a dense, powerful piece with massive drums and all kinds of insane layering.
Thank you.
All of the above said, Strawberry Jam stumbles a bit in a couple places. Number one layers together cascading arpeggios and a bunch of pitch-bent vocals into a swirling mess that never really goes much of anywhere, while For Reverend Green works into a couple fine moments, but simply runs far too long at nearly 7 minutes. In listening to the release the past couple of weeks, it doesn't seem quite as strong as Feels, but also seems like the group might be on the verge of something even better. Given that Animal Collective has been playing songs that are even newer than this album it shows recently, we might not have to wait long to find out.